This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Hand Me My Purse is a production of iHeart Podcasts.
Well, well, well. So I was, excuse me sounding like Frogger from The Little Rascals, but while I was perusing Diane Carroll's internet, I ran across the quote from, of course, none other than one of my favorite internet poet laureates, Young Pueblo. And it says, "One of the most toxic ideas that grips our minds is perfection. We expect it, we crave it, we wish to see it in our lives and in our relationships, but reality and the idea of perfection are in a constant state of friction. Reality is ever-changing. It is transformation combined with unpredictability. Perfection is the opposite. It is an attempt to control and keep things within the boundaries of a certain mental image. Reality is a flowing river, and perfection is a static painting." I say it all the time that perfection is just an illusion and an attempt to control everything. And perfection is so far away from God that it's like hard to even conceptualize for me now at 44, I should say, because if I have to constantly remind myself that if I have faith and if I believe in God and I believe that God is the master of all things and I am simply here to work the plan, then one, I will never be perfect because that's not even in the plan, because being perfect is not even real. But the imperfection that we possess is perfect because it's a part of God's perfect plan. But the perfection that we seek as humans is totally an illusion. It's DeLulu, as the kids say. Totes DeLulu.
A bullshit? A bullshit.
Bring you a bunch of you. I can't see the thing behind me. Okay.
What's up, y'all? Welcome to Hand Me My Purse, the podcast. I am Mimi Walker, and I will be your forever host each and every single time you tune into this podcast. So go ahead and get comfortable. Get yourself a glass of your favorite beverage, whether that is cherry limeade sparkling water, some fresh squeezed lemonade with sugarcane sticks in it. I remember that Bahama Breeze used to make their lemonade like that and put sugarcane sticks in it. I don't know if they still do because I rarely drink lemonade or sugary drinks like that anymore. If I'm at Bahama Breeze, I'm definitely getting a drink. And the drink that I'm getting lately is called the Cloud Nine. It is amazing. If there's a Bahama Breeze in your area, if you work at Bahama Breeze, give me a deal because I love it. It's my favorite restaurant. I love the Cloud Nine, and it is quite strong and quite delicious. It's sweet, though, so if you don't like really sweet things, then you won't like it. You could probably get two drinks out of that drink. But anyway, or a shot of Reposado tequila with a key lime rim. You know what I found out yesterday? Because, you know, I hadn't really gotten into key limes much. Key limes are so much sweeter than regular limes. They're delicious. I just squeezed the juice like onto my tongue, and it was so good. But anyway, I digress, of course. Go light yourself a candle, some incense, or burn some sage, and just get ready to chill out and have yourself a good time, because that's what we're about to do. What's up, friends and kin? It's Mimi, resident Auntie Supreme, here at Hand Me My Purse. And today I am sipping on some green tea. Actually, it's Yogi Tea's Blueberry Slim Life green tea, actually. And I also threw in some ashwagandha tea. And for me, all my life, all my adult life, I've recognized that green tea is like the elixir of life. And Yogi Teas, while they aren't the most tasty usually for me anyway, because I find they add pepper to everything. They add black pepper to, and maybe there's a method to their madness. They probably know something that we don't. And it's not just ones with turmeric in them, so stop. This one is really good, and it doesn't have pepper. I really like it. And so some benefits, just so you know, benefits for green tea are that it alleviates anxiety and stress. It helps to protect against cognitive decline. It helps support bone health. It improves longevity. It can lower your cholesterol, may enhance your memory, may manage and prevent type 2 diabetes, and it might lower stroke risks. Doesn't when you say risks or masks, it sounds like a rim shot, like ba-doom-tsh. Anyway, remember I told you I lost all of my sounds. I have some of them back, but I don't know which one is which because they aren't labeled in the program that I use. So now I have to relabel them all, but I have some of them back. Anyway, I digress. Here are some benefits of ashwagandha tea. It relieves stress and anxiety. It lowers blood sugar and fat. It can increase muscle and strength. It can improve sexual function in women. It can boost fertility and testosterone levels in men. It sharpens focus and memory. And it supports heart health. There are some side effects, though. Common side effects are mild and include an upset stomach, loose stools, nausea, and drowsiness. I don't think I would recommend drinking it daily or over long periods of time regularly. It's the kind of tea that you incorporate into your tea sipping regimen randomly. Versus green tea, which I think is really wise to drink every day or at least every other day because it has so many wonderful benefits. Green tea definitely has some side effects. I didn't really know about, but just do your research. Look it up. Remember, I am not a doctor.
That's a tornado.
Don't even think so, but you got to do your own research. But green tea is great, and it's great for you. So I want to say something before we get into the jam in preparation for this show or before you start listening to this show. First of all, the gratitude challenge has come to an end. It ended on Sunday, the 21st of April. And I want to hear from you guys. I want to hear if you enjoyed the gratitude challenge. Did you participate? What did you realize while doing the gratitude challenge? How did you incorporate it into your life? So send me a message. Send me a text message. My phone number should be on Instagram and Facebook. Send me an email. You can email me at hello@handmemypurse.com. I would love to hear from you. Send me a DM on Facebook, on Instagram, on Twitter. I want to hear from you. I want to hear how it worked out for you. That would really make my day. So please do that. Also, I want you to be prepared for the conversation that I'm having today with my guest because I was not prepared. I was prepared, but I don't think my nervous system was prepared. And my conversation is with someone. We talk about death and mortality a lot. And we talk about grief a lot. And as you guys know, I lost. Ooh. As you guys know, hold on. Sorry, let me drink this tea. I lost my grandmother last year, and grief is, first of all, grief is a motherfucker, first of all. Second of all, it is a process, and it is lifelong. It is not something that stops. It's not a destination. You don't arrive at grief is over lane or the train station or the train depot for grief is done. It's a journey. You are constantly evolving and faced with how it will be a part of your life. And so I was not prepared emotionally, mentally, spiritually, nor my nervous system, I'm telling you, because I had a very visceral reaction during our conversation, at the beginning of our conversation. And you should be able to hear because I asked my producers to not cut it out. I don't think he cut it out. If he did cut it out, well, he cut it out. I'm sorry that you don't get to hear it, but I wanted you guys to hear it because it's real. And one thing that I stand on is business, standing on business. That's what the kids say. But one thing I stand behind is authenticity and transparency on this show. And I had a very, very real physical reaction while she and I were talking. And it was interesting. And actually, after our conversation, usually when I'm in the house for the evening, I don't leave back out because I'm like a bear. My ass got up. I got up. I went to Best Buy and bought a juicer. Okay. I got up and I got out of the house because I just felt like I need to be outside in nature, and it solved everything. Just prepare for that. I just experienced so many different emotions while talking, and it was interesting because it made it a little difficult at times for me to do the interview or to have the conversation with her because I was dealing with so much internal stuff in the moment, like my mind and my body and my spirit was just kind of going through like a whole lot of different shit. So it's not anything that I'm apologizing for because I'm not sorry for my life and my existence and how my spirit or my body, my mind or my heart reacts to talking about anything, particularly grief. But I just wanted you guys to know on the front end that I did struggle a little bit. I mean, it's still a really, really fucking amazing conversation. It's not bad or anything, but I wanted you guys to know on the front end because I didn't want you to listen and be like, what is wrong with her? Now you know what was wrong with me. Also, I would like to read a comment from someone, a listener on Spotify, And her name is Tracy Balsamo. And Tracy Balsamo said that she was going to participate in the challenge, in the gratitude challenge. Tracy, I hope that you did. First of all, thank you for listening. You are the real MVP. Y'all know I was going to know where that one was, though, right? And also, she said that she was sipping Gatorade while she was listening to that episode. And I think it was from episode 84, if I'm not mistaken. But if you did do the gratitude challenge, Tracy, please leave me a comment and let me know how it went for you. Let me know, you know, how that worked. I want to hear from you guys about the gratitude challenge because so many people have a lot of breakthroughs and gained some new understanding as a result of it. So enjoy the conversation that I had with my guests. And yeah, I just wanted to kind of put y'all on game because we don't do no hiding and no pretending around here. We keeps it a buck over here. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So, friends and kin, for today's jam, I chose a song that it didn't quite fall into my lap, but it kind of did. There was a song that I told you when I choose a jam, usually it kind of just comes to me, or it's a song that is like on my spirit, like heavy that week. And excuse me, I'm sorry. It's on me like heavy. And I had one, and, you know, I have perimenopause and I have some other health stuff going on that caused me to sometimes forget like stuff. Sorry. So I forgot and I didn't write it down. So as a result, I went looking for a jam, and I don't just pick the first thing that I find. I'm very intentional about how I create my episodes. I'm very intentional about the information that I provide for you guys. I'm very intentional about handing my purse, period. Extremely intentional. And I think that's why I love my own show so much. And why, like, I really believe in it, because I'm extremely intentional. So I was listening to songs, like I listened to a few of them. I have a list of songs that I have, you know, like a go-to. Like if I just cannot figure something out, I have a list of songs that I really love that I can go to and kind of pick from. And it's a long list, so it's not like a list of five. And nothing on that list was like speaking to me, because it has to connect with me in that moment. And so I went to Spotify and just looked through like some of my playlists and my like songs, and I saw this song and I was like, I don't remember this song, but I like both of the artists that are on the song. And so I found this song, and it is called Superpower. And it is by a woman. Her name is Kirby. And Kirby is from Memphis, but she was raised in Mississippi. And D Smoke, if I'm not mistaken, and I'm pretty sure that I'm accurate here, D Smoke is the brother of Sir. I'm pretty sure that he is. I'm pretty sure that he's that D Smoke. Yep. I just looked at his picture. So D Smoke and Sir, who is an R&B singer, are brothers. And I like both Kirby and D Smoke. And this song, I turned it on and started listening, and I was like, whoa. And I think based on like the album art, it's the two of them sitting on like a bench. And the picture looks very vintage, and it looks like they're sitting in a step, like in your grandma's house, and you can see the steps. And on the wall, there are pictures of people who in that year, remember that year, like COVID in 2019, where they was just killing black people like freaking crazy, shooting them in the back of the head. George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, Ahmaud, I forget his last name. I don't want to forget his last name, but the young man who was running, I mentioned him too. He was running in Georgia. And Ahmaud Arbery. I did not want to forget his name, and I wanted to make sure that I said his name. Ahmaud Arbery, there are pictures of them on the wall and a couple of other people. I can't really make out their faces. I said, let me get into this. And so the song is basically a celebration of Black people's magic, and I love it. It's not gimmicky. It's not like corny, because ain't nobody got time for no corny shit. It's not like, you know what I'm saying? It's not like the kind of song that, you know, I can't really say what I want to say. It's not the song that can be easily like vultured, if that makes sense. And so, it's just a really, 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 really good song. And I love at the end, they say in the song, there are lyrics that say, when we die, where do my people go? To the stars where they can't steal your glow. I love that. Anyway, listen to it. It's a good song. It's really a celebration of, like I said, being Black. And like nuances, like having a wide nose and big lips, and about, you know, here's some more lyrics. My nose is wide as the Red Sea. My lips are full. Fillers don't fill me. As soon as my cousin killer's on trial, my family gonna pull up sitting courtside. So it's a good song. It's a good song, and it's refreshing. In the wake of the music that we sit with and deal with now, and rap guys, that's what I'll call them. Rap guys are out here having bitch fits on the internet and fighting with each other. This kind of song is definitely refreshing. So check it out. Listen to it, of course. As soon as it's done playing, we're going to get right into the segment, to the discussion with my guest. Of course, in the show notes, there's going to be a link, and the link is to a video, so you can see them and see the video. The video is really beautiful, so check it out and let me know what you think, because I really, 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 really like it. It's a good song. So here is Kirby and D Smoke with Superpower. Accusing us of moving kilos, still always moving love. We got superpowers.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required.
Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Can we talk for a minute?
Okay, friends and kin, this is going to be a show unlike any show that I have ever had before, because I have talked about grief before, but I have never spoken to someone who assists or ushers people over to the other side, or helps with that. And no, not like in a Dr. Kevorkian way. So it wasn't that his name, Kevorkian. Yeah, not in that way, but in a very beautiful way. And I can't wait for my guest today to talk to you about the work she does. Her name is Alua Arthur, and she is a death doula. And I have to say that when I heard that, I was like, what is a death doula? But I mean, in the same way you have a doula when you give birth, it's the exact same concept. But I want her to tell us about who she is, because me telling you about who she is, it serves no purpose. And to tell us a little bit about what a death doula is, just to start the conversation off.
Generally, thank you so much for having me. A death doula is somebody who does all of the holistic and non-medical care and support of the dying person and the circle of support through the process. And when I say dying person, I mean anybody who has come into recognition of their mortality. That means that even when people are healthy and they want to complete some comprehensive end-of-life plans, death doulas can assist with it. When they want to work through fears around death or do death meditations or anything to help them alleviate or be in conversation about their mortality, death doulas can do that. When somebody knows what it is that they're going to be dying of, we can support them in having the most ideal death for themselves under the circumstances. And then after a death, we can help family members wrap up affairs of their loved one's life. So anything related to how people are engaging with their mortality, either because they have a disease and they know that they're dying from it, or they want to prepare themselves, we can support with.
Okay. And having recently lost my two grandparents in January of 2020, and then in January of 2023, yes, 2023, so 3 years apart, 2 days apart, and they were married for so many years, like 30-some years. I can say, even though that, you know, they were my grandparents, and their children handled a lot of the really like finite, like the detailed, I'm sorry, aspects of preparing for, I don't want to say even their death. I'm talking about, but the whole process, before it happened, while it was happening, and then after it happened, it's a lot of work. You don't think about that, right? You don't think about like all the work that goes into dying, because
Absolutely.
There's a lot of paperwork. There's a lot of phone calls. There's a lot of signing documents, getting people to agree to do things, getting family members to be okay with that, with the choices that the person who is leaving, the choices that they're making. It just seemed like a lot, not to mention the fact that you're losing someone that you love and you have to work around all of that. It just seems like a lot of work. One question that I do like to ask before we get into the heavy of the conversation is, are you drinking something right now? Or do you drink? Or you have something to drink?
Water.
Water. Every time I have somebody on this show, they are drinking water. Yeah. And that is great that people are hydrated in that way. I am more than likely dehydrated.
Likewise.
Yeah, it happens. I am drinking tea. Butterfly pea tea and peppermint tea, because that is my new favorite combination. And I just always want to know, like, what are you drinking today? Like, what are people drinking, putting into their bodies? And not because I'm a health nut, a little bit. But, you know, I always wonder. So I want to hear about, you recently wrote a book.
Yes.
And it was released on April the
16th, Tuesday.
16th. Yeah. Okay. Tell me a little bit about the book.
The book is called Briefly Perfectly Human. Mm-hmm. And it is mostly a memoir that tracks my journey into death care and highlights some of my client stories in an effort to create a story where anybody can find themselves and find their truth and find ways to engage with their mortality. Yeah, my hope is that the book serves as an invitation for people into their lives as they think about death overall, and hopefully gives us some things to start thinking about as we begin to prepare for death ourselves.
I tell you what, it definitely had me thinking, of course, about myself and about the people around me, but I think I spent most of my time reflecting on the experience of losing my grandparents, which was, like I said, not too long ago. Some of my favorite things of the book, because as I went along, I definitely took notes. Something that I really loved about the book is because, like you said, it is a memoir. You were very transparent, very vulnerable, and very, dare I say, like raw and naked about like the processes that you've endured in your life. You talked a lot about your mental health, which I talk about almost every episode on this show. I talk about mental health and self-care and self-love and self-worth a lot. And it was amazing to hear about your own mental health journey and how you carried that work into the work that you do as a death doula. One of the first things that I wrote down about things that I loved about this book, because I went as I went along, was I could die of my own depression from when you were on the bus with Jess.
Yeah.
Y'all need to read the book, because see, some of this you're going to be like, I don't know what she's talking about. Read the book. Read the book. Can you talk about like that moment when you had that feeling or when you felt that way about your own mortality and your own mental health and how you felt when you, hold on, time out, because I just totally went blank. I have ADHD, so bear with me.
I'm with you.
Hold on. Bear with me. Okay. All right. Okay, sorry.
It's okay.
I feel really nervous.
Do you? It's not because of me, is it?
Yeah, I think so.
Really? Oh. Is it because we're talking about death?
I don't fucking know. I don't know, but I am not that girl. I'm not nervous. I don't get nervous. I wonder if it's because we are talking about death.
Well, I mean, it requires
a
lot of
like, I'm having
really...
like a physical, like my body, I'm having like a physical reaction.
Wow. What does it feel like?
A little like jittery,
mm-hmm.
And kind of cold. And I'm clearly drinking tea and I have on a hoodie.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I will say that sometimes I feel like getting into the conversation inspires such vulnerability that a lot of us want to retract in order to protect ourselves, even though there's nothing to protect against because we are safe in the conversation. But it's not uncommon for folks to be like, ugh, when it comes up. Yeah. Because like we're going to talk about it. We're going to deal with it.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
It's so weird. Okay. And I'll probably keep this on here.
Okay.
I am usually very vulnerable and transparent, but I'm realizing that I'm having some kind of like physical, like visceral reaction. And I don't know. It really could be the thought of talking about grief.
Yeah.
And I mean, I go to therapy. I go to therapy every week. My therapist just took me down every 2 weeks. I told her, I don't really know if this is a good idea, but she did anyway. So it's not like, you know, I don't know. I just had like a washer. Maybe my grandmother is in here because she be in here sometimes.
If you're feeling cold, but you have all the warmth, that's what they say often, that if there's like a coldness or a breeze or whatever.
Yeah. Oh, God, it was a breeze.
Oh, yeah.
It was like a... Yeah. And I just, don't be playing grandma, because I'm trying to conduct business over here having this interview with this nice, pretty lady. Please, grandma. Okay. All right, let me get myself together. So I'm going to just read some of the things from the book that I really loved. I love that you addressed that you realized that you could die of your own depression. So mortality, it's not all about terminal illness or being physically ill. You recognize that your mental health had such a impact or such a toll on you that, like, if I don't do something, like, I could die, or I feel like I could die. Another point you said, and these are all things that you said, making space for people to talk about what lies heaviest on our hearts, living a life full of pretending when mental health is heavy on you. Listen.
Yep.
That is problematic in the world, but it is really, really problematic in the Black community. We're just going to pretend that everything is fine. God is here. We are good. We don't need anything. My grandmother used to always say, I don't need no man because Jesus is my boyfriend, or God is my boyfriend. Grandma, it ain't the same, because it ain't. God is not here to do things for you that a boyfriend could do.
Listen.
It's not how it works.
Jesus is not due to me what my boyfriend does to me, okay?
No,
thank you.
And she knows, because she had four kids and used to wear hot pants in the 60s. So I know that God is not doing for you what my grandfather was doing for you in the 60s, and whoever else, if there was anybody else on the low. Existential gaslighting. I love that. Not allowing people to be free and expressing the pain of their reality. That is something else. When you talked about Jessica, you said, I see a woman who didn't want to do what she wanted to do. That is something that I talk about on this show all the time, because my therapist has worked really hard. She and I have worked really hard together to get me to be a woman who does what she wants to do and who does not do what she wants, does not want to do.
Right.
And that struck a chord with me. And I'm reading this just so that people can see, like, the book isn't just about, oh, people are dying and they're going to die. And no, it is a great book because Aloha is very transparent about her mental health. And one thing we're going to talk about on this show is mental health. You said, if I died happy, what would I look like at the end of my life?
Yeah.
That one hit me in the chest. And that's when I started thinking about my own mortality. I love that you said, because we get to live, we get to die. You came from Ghana and moved to Bethesda.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love that. Shout out to Maryland. The feeling of creating home, and has it aided you to feeling like you need to belong somewhere, to something, or to someone? You said self-care must be a priority when we are ushering others into death. I definitely want to talk about that. You talked about generational joy. We always talk about generational curses, but generational joy is a thing. The reasons why people try to box Black. Listen, I was chanting all kinds of Black power chants when I read this. The reason why people try to box Black people into a box or create a monolith for us is because they have a hard time understanding Blackness, and it's easier to digest if they make us all the same.
Yep.
When a loved one dies, our love for them and their love for us doesn't die or go away. It changes form. That broke me down, sis. I was crying in the car when I heard that part. I was crying because it made me think about, recently I saw Regina King. Somebody asked her about her son, Ian, who had passed away.
Mm-hmm.
And she said that grief is just love that doesn't have anywhere to go.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, gosh, I was crying like a baby when I heard that. And when I read that our love for them or their love for us, it doesn't die or go away. It just changes forms. I loved when you talked about cultural norms and societal norms being like lead in our drinking water.
Mm-hmm.
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 You said the risk of loving anything is to lose it.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that you said, fuck them, do you, boo. And that's just some of them. Because I could go on for, because as I was driving and listening, I was like, oh, I shouldn't have been writing and driving. But I was. There were so many good things. And Aloha and I were talking earlier about the fact that her audiobook is her own voice. And it was so much more meaningful to listen to the book through your voice. And I'm glad that I got to listen to it versus like actually holding the book and reading it. And I may still I'm definitely going to buy the book, and I'm going to give it to my aunt. She doesn't know that, but I'm going to buy it and give it to my aunt.
Right.
But listening to it through your voice really, really held a lot of weight for me, because I feel like I know your entire experience now. Mm-hmm. Like, I know you. You're my cousin who lived down the street.
That's right.
I know what happened. I know Kip. I know all of the people.
Yes.
Girl, Kip, I understand you ran down the street. You were on the freeway. Did you say you were on the 405?
On the 105.
Oh, the 105. You were on the 105. I was there. I was there. It was literally like... almost like a black rom-com a little bit sometimes, and then sometimes like a black drama. So let's talk about self-care, because okay. On this show, we talk about self-care. I told you I have ADHD. One thing about me, I'm going to rant. One thing about me, I'm all over the place.
Me too.
So in doing this work, how do you take care of yourself?
It can be tricky. People that are drawn to this work, like myself, were really empathic largely, which means that mm-hmm. I feel like I can feel what everybody's feeling all the time. And it makes it really hard, yeah. especially when we're talking about death and grief and loss. And there's so much pain and sadness there. There's also beauty and joy, but mm-hmm. predominantly there's a lot of sadness. And it's important that we learn how to shore up our own boundaries. I find that many of us who come to the work, particularly the students that I teach at the Going With Grace End of Life Training Program, have to work really hard to close up their pores in some capacity. And I don't mean toner. I mean like mm-hmm. spiritual toner, you know,
spiritual
just
toner,
to like
yes.
tighten it all up to mm-hmm. keep what's mine, mine, and to separate right. what isn't mine. And when I've been with a client for a while, when I get home, there's a few things that I always must do in order just to bring myself back to center. Well, mm-hmm. also, when I enter into a client's home, I touch the door jamb just to remind myself that I'm crossing a threshold and I'm going into a place. And when I leave, I will also come out. Granted, I'll be changed by what it is I experienced there, but I can leave what's there there.
Right.
So when I get home, I eat salt and vinegar kettle chips.
Okay. I love a ritual.
And it's like, mm-hmm. you know, there's no burning, there's no incantations that are happening. Yeah. It's just potato chips. And yet we can ritualize anything if we're willing.
Absolutely.
And
absolutely.
That for me very much is one, because the salt and the crunch and the bite in my jaw of the vinegar mm-hmm. just help ground me in my body very quickly, because it's like, this is mine. Mm-hmm. Also, I take a bath mm-hmm. and I sit in the tub as the water drains out of it to wash away all the things that are not mine to carry. Mm-hmm. Because some of them are just mine to hold with them for a while, but they're not mine to carry. And so I can just watch it go down the drain.
Do you just take a regular bath, like just regular bath? Do you put anything in it? Or are there any smells that you prefer?
It depends on how tired I am. But okay. sometimes I make these little baggies of rose petals and mm-hmm. Epsom salt. Mm-hmm. And I think it's lavender, eucalyptus, and doTERRA's Balance.
Okay.
I would use those for a while, but also just really depends.
Okay. I kind of skipped all over this because I got excited about the book. Tell the people who you are. I apologize.
Oh, sure. My name is Ayla Arthur.
Right.
I'm a death doula. I'm a writer, I guess. I'm an author. I'm a speaker.
Yes, you are. Sis.
Thank you.
You are absolutely.
It's difficult. You know, I don't think of myself as a writer necessarily, but I've written this book that is now mm-hmm. out in the world. It's been published, so I get to call myself an author. Yeehaw. Mm-hmm. I am a teacher. I teach death doulas, training students, offer a lot of operations and opportunities for people to engage with their mortality at Going With Grace, which is an end-of-life organization, and of which I'm the founder.
Yes.
Yeah. And I'm a human. I'm a daughter. I'm a lover. I'm a Gemini. I'm a Pisces mm-hmm. moon.
I'm a Scorpio moon.
Yo.
A Libra rising and a Libra sun.
Wow. So double.
Double.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm Scorpio dominant. It's kind of balanced Scorpio and Libra, but I'm the Libra in me keeps the Scorpio in me kind.
Beautiful. Well done. Yeah. Well mm-hmm. done. Well done.
Okay. How did you get here?
I got here, well, I'm still trying to figure that out. But when I look mm-hmm. backwards, what I see mm-hmm. is that I practiced law at the Legal Aid Foundation of Los Angeles for about 10 years, mm-hmm. working in government benefits, helping folks that have been kicked off of benefits or food stamps or welfare get their benefits back.
Right.
I transitioned after a while into domestic violence work
okay.
and sexual assault work. And
That's
then after
heavy.
A while, it was a lot. It was very yeah. intense. And then I worked in community economic development, helping people start low-income, or start nonprofits in low-income neighborhoods. Okay. And the work just got to be to the point where I couldn't manage it anymore. Yeah. I was constantly frustrated and angered and saddened, like really broken about the systems that seem to only keep people in the same position that they've been in. It's mm-hmm. like the design of the system would keep poor people poor, and I could not understand. And there seemed to be nothing we could do to help people get out of the circumstances and situations. It broke my heart. And also, I think just the way I'm built, like, I'm not a very good lawyer. I wasn't a very good lawyer, but I wanted to sit with my clients. I wanted to talk about their fear life. And their trauma and their pain and life and hold their hand and be like, girl, mm-hmm. what is up? Like, what are we doing still? You know what I mean?
Yeah, how can we get out of this? Girl, what you need me to do? I'm going to try to help you.
Also, what did you see in your family that got you here? What do you believe mm-hmm. about women and men and children and the whole nine? But that's not what I was there to do. No. So it was tricky. It was challenging for me. Mm-hmm. And depression grew because it just got much, much, much harder to justify what I was doing in this scenario where I wasn't being my fullest self. I didn't feel mm-hmm. authentically like me. I wasn't using my gifts. I was just wasting away on some level and wasting away for like no dollars too. I mean, don't get me wrong. I understand some people certainly trade authenticity for a dollar, but it's not really in my makeup to do so. So I was broke and I was also not in my full authenticity, which just wasn't working out. And through that depression, I took a medical leave of absence because it got so intense. And during that leave of absence, through a lot of serendipity and synchronicity, I ended up in Cuba where I met a fellow traveler on a bus who had uterine cancer. And we talked a lot about her life. And then we started talking about her death. And I was surprised by what I heard. I was surprised to hear that she didn't have people to talk to about her mortality, because when she would bring it up, people would tell her to focus on healing and mm-hmm. have hope rather than sit with the reality that one day she was going to die, even if this disease is not the thing that killed her.
Yeah.
During that bus ride, I also started thinking about my mortality. And this is when the ideas about me dying from depression came up, because mm-hmm. depression can be a life-limiting illness when it's left untreated, for many people, in fact. Mm-hmm. And so I really started to think about my disease in that capacity, and then started to think about my depression and my life. And I thought, well, if this depression kills me, this is not the life that I wanted. Mm-hmm. I want more. I want different out of my life. And so I'm not going to say I vowed to make a difference or make a change, because that's not necessarily true. But it was like the veil was lifted, and all of a sudden I got to see my life very clearly through the lens of my mortality. And that's been the lens that I keep trying to put in front of other people and also keep for myself as I carry on with my life.
I love that.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
It was interesting when you were on the bus when you met Jess. You guys need to just read the book, like, at the end of the day. Go buy it. First of all, go buy it because she's Black.
First of all, go buy it, please.
Yeah, go buy it. Second of all, I don't care if you're Black or if you're not, you're going to die. So this might be of assistance to you. All people die. And I always say this thing, you know, when I was dealing with my grandmother transitioning, I would always, you know, say to my aunt, because, you know, I mean, it's her mother. She took it pretty hard. Yeah. I mean, we all did. I would say living is how we earn the right to die.
Yes.
Like we earn, that's a right, right that God gives us because it's a part of living.
Absolutely.
So, that's a different way to look at it. And she would always look at me like, Megan, girl, shut the fuck up. I don't want to hear about that. I miss my mama. And actually, I get that. Like, I fundamentally understand that. I get it. It makes all the sense in the world. But, like, it's the truth. And I think, like, listening to that and thinking about that, it helped me to stay grounded. And I remember in the book when you were talking to Jess, and I felt really sad for her when she said, I want to be a writer. And that's when the quill pen tattoo made sense. And she wanted to start a blog. And you were just like, okay, all right, we'll start the blog, sis. Do whatever it is you want to do. Because, like, you know, you are in control of what you are in control of.
Right.
You're not in control of when you're going to die.
Right.
But while you're here, let's make the most of it.
Absolutely.
I'm curious about, like, your clientele. What do they look like? Are they predominantly what?
Predominantly white.
Mm-hmm. Wealthy?
Some. I certainly worked on a sliding scale and given away a lot of services because
that's
people need them.
Well,
it's necessary. Yeah, necessary. Accessibility
to
me is really
important. That was one of the questions that I specifically thought of, and I wanted to make sure that I asked, is basically, and we'll get to that, but, like, how do you make sure that this is, because it, from what I feel from you, because I tend to be a bit empathic, what I feel from you is that you are very thoughtful, you are very loving, and also because of your own mental illness, you are very thoughtful is the first word that I think of, but thoughtful and aware of the fact that you will share your gift to other people and you want other people to have access. So, you know, my question would be, like, how do you allow access for people who may not, you know, have, because I would imagine, I'm not going to ask you about, like, what does this cost? Because that's ghetto and poor. I would never ask that. But, and not ghetto and poor in the stereotypical way. Like, I think it's ghetto to ask people about their money and their politics and like things like that. Mm-hmm. But, like, how do you provide a space where they have access? Because I would imagine that you would definitely do that.
Absolutely.
So that it's inclusive for people of course, all races, all genders, all sexual orientations, socioeconomic statuses, et cetera.
It's mixed. It's definitely mixed. I say predominantly white because I think of more of the people that come for end-of-life planning services are white folks.
Yeah.
And yet, when I think of folks that I sat with at the bedside or people that are dying, they look like everything, mostly because what's happened over time is that I've been able to make enough money serving a certain percentage of the population that it doesn't matter what else I do. You know what I mean? And so I'm choosing to spend a lot more time there. And also I'll say that all the services that we offer at Going With Grace, there's always a tier of service, or there's always some aspects of the service that cost a lot of money. And then there's also an element of it that is free. And then there are things in between so that people can access the information. I don't believe this to be proprietary at all. It belongs to all of us. We should all have functional deaf literacy, and you shouldn't have to pay for it to get it.
I love that. And it kind of makes me want to cry a little bit. And I, you know, I'm a crier. So if it comes out, it comes out. But I think that that's beautiful, because when I think about like, our community, and when I say our community, I just mean people that, you know, look like us. And when we think about death, it tends to be very like regimented. It's going to look a certain way. We're going to have a repast. People, somebody might pick a color. Everybody wear pink. Everybody wear green. Everybody wear blue.
We're going to go to the dress place.
Listen, black people, one thing about black people, we are going to have a color coordinated function.
Golly.
And it's so funny because, like, I don't think people understand, like, the connection that Black Americans and Africans have. Like, this shit has to be, like, in our DNA.
Most definitely.
We're going to have an outfit on. And everybody's going to wear the outfit. When my grandmother passed away, everybody got to wear some pink.
Yep.
Okay, cool. I'm going to wear pink. That's fine. I lost my train of thought because I always do. It's okay. It'll come back. But I feel like you, it makes me happy to hear that you do offer something for so many different people, because there's no access. I remember my thought, because for us, death processes are very regimented.
Yeah.
It's going to look a certain way. And then you have the repast. You're going to have meatballs. You're going to have fried chicken. Yes. You're going to have greens. You're going to have string beans. You're going to have macaroni and cheese. You're going to have rolls. You're going to laugh. You're going to sing. Then you're going to go home.
And
then
music,
that's it.
Yeah.
You, and somebody's going to be playing soft jazz in the back
or whatever.
It's going to be some soft jazz, some saxophones in the back.
Saxophone break. Yes, for sure.
Yes. Somebody's going to get up at the funeral. You're going to tell them that Uncle so-and-so, Aunt so-and-so, you got 2 minutes. They're going to take 10 minutes. Like, they're going to have all these pictures in the obituary book.
Always.
It's the thing.
One with the clouds always. Somebody floating in the sky.
That's
always.
What they do. Because that's 100%. Where they are, in the clouds.
In the clouds.
Baby Jesus in the heaven.
And the doves.
That's where they are. Yeah, that's where it is.
Yeah.
But I love that you are providing a space where you are able to introduce different options.
Yeah.
Because, and especially even around, do you offer, like, even before we even get to this place, like, if I just want to figure out how to deal with the grief that I'm dealing with from losing my grandparents, does Going With Grace have, like classes or anything for, like, people who have lost, like, family members who have lost, maybe not people that have worked with you, but people who may have lost someone, or how to prepare for your own mortality? Can you tell me a little bit about some of the services you offer?
Absolutely.
Because in my mind, I was just like, okay, she's a death doula. She prepares for this. Got it. But when it comes to Going With Grace, which is the company that you founded, what kind of services do you offer?
We offer services for three different buckets of folks, I'll say generally. Okay. First is people that are curious about integrating mortality into their everyday life to see what they have to learn from it. And there we have a course called The Living Practice. So it's really an offering that it's 30 days of your life to think about the end of it, essentially, where you get a question every day that deepens your relationship to your own life. It's very, very, very little about your death itself, but rather has to do with how you're living. We have death meditations. We have workshops that are available. There's one coming up on May 4th called Awakening. It's like a 3-hour meditative space where you get to see what you really value and what your priorities are. Mm-hmm. And then we have a bucket of service for people that are interested in becoming doulas themselves or interested in supporting community members in this work, because most of us will serve as a doula at some point.
Yep.
Because somebody in our lives will die and we'll be the ones that are primary caring for them and ushering them through. So most of us will do this work, even if you're not somebody who wants to do it professionally. And then also when people need direct services, We have all these doulas we've trained, over 2,500 in 17 countries so far.
That is amazing.
It's a lot of folks so far, yeah.
You're what I consider a baddie, sis.
Thank you.
A baddie on Instagram is a little bit different, but I think it's so amazing that you are doing such beautiful work. And I think that some people, when they would think about it, would think about that it's so heavy and it's so dark and it's death. But you have, and I said this before we started recording, but people would hear this and think about shadow work or think about like a darkness. There's a light I feel like you bring to this kind of work.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Okay, so for today's straight facts question, friends and kin, listen, I had to drink some tea on that one because this is something else. So I'm going to go straight to it. It says, I got a scenario for you, and it's not an overnight scenario. That's on Rare Essence. Shout out to DC and Go-Go Music and Rare Essence. Two friends that have been friends for 25 years. One is a nurse that works at a clinic. Her name is Rhonda, and the other one is a banking manager. Linda, the banking manager, has met a new man that she finally can see herself building a life with and is happy after 12 weeks of dating. 12 weeks, friends and kin, is what? 3 months. So 3 months. Linda and Rhonda haven't talked in a while due to life and dating. So the two of them meet up for brunch to catch up, and Linda was telling Rhonda about her new boo and insisted that they all should meet later in the week for drinks. They left brunch and set a time to meet up later in the week for drinks. Okay. A few days came around and they all meet up for drinks. Rhonda arrived first, patiently waiting for Linda and her boo to arrive. Linda pulls up with her boo, and Rhonda looks, and she sees She looks like she saw a ghost. She recognized Linda's new boo from the clinic, and she knows of his HIV positive status. What should Rhonda do? Risk her career and violate Linda's boo's HIPAA rights by disclosing his HIV status to Linda, or just let her find out on her own? And this is from Jamal, and Jamal is writing from Durham, North Carolina. Man, oh man.
Really?
This is aggressive.
Stick to the game plan.
What is the game plan? Okay? What is the game plan? This is crazy.
You motherfuckers got some soul searching to do.
Indeed. And do. Listen. One more time.
You motherfuckers got some soul searching to do.
That is aggressive, dude. I wouldn't even know what to do. Oh my gosh. So I'm sure that you have to sign something or you take some kind of oath when you become a nurse or a doctor or a nurse practitioner or medical or anybody in the medical field. Because I wouldn't care if you were a medical assistant or what you were, but I don't know. I would have to talk to Rhonda if Rhonda was my good friend. I would have to talk to Rhonda if Rhonda wasn't my fucking good friend. Like, I would not be able to do, I would not in good conscience or in good consciousness keep that one from her. But on the flip side, how do you know that Rhonda doesn't already know? Like, people date people with HIV, herpes, and HPV people, and people tell them, like, everybody does not keep it a secret. So there's no guarantee that he hasn't had this conversation with her. There's also no guarantee that he has. Okay. But ooh, this is sticky, and it's sticky because they've been friends for 25 years. Listen, you know, this is why I'm not a nurse or a doctor. Because I'm telling my friend, I ain't doing this to her. Uh-uh. But I would have to tell her. I would have to figure out a way to tell her without telling her. You know what I mean? I would have to tell her in a way, like, I would have to be slick. Like, I would have to really think and put on my Pinky's daughter hat. I would really have to be slick and figure out how I'm going to tell her, because I would not feel right if I didn't at least make her aware. I may not tell her of his status. Like, I might not come out right and just be like, oh, your boo got HIV. But I may have a conversation that leads her to thinking about testing or leads her to talking about HIV with me. And just, you know, like, I might just ask her, like, girl, y'all been tested? You know, you talking about building life with him. Y'all been tested? You might want to. I would definitely do that. I would definitely do that. Yes, indeed, I would. This is tricky because it also, like you said, it violates his HIPAA rights. So I would just be very careful, and I would work around the HIPAA violation and just have a conversation and try to get into her stream of consciousness about making sure that you're aware of everything about him. That's probably what I would do. But this is tricky, baby. Mm. I do not envy Miss Linda. Is that Linda? No, Rhonda. I don't envy Rhonda. Shit, I don't envy Linda either, because, I mean, you know, I don't. Whew. All right, so friends and kin, you know I'm on this book, Black Liturgies. I am, and I have been for the past few episodes because it is in my bones. And I have bought this book for about six women because I feel like I want everybody to have it. I want all Black people to have this book. I cannot afford to buy them for all Black people. So then there's that. I can't afford that. But when I talk to people about it, if I talk to them and there's a glimmer of interest, then I send it to them. And I have been. It's like I'm doing the work of God, okay, over here. I'm doing God's work over here, guys.
Jesus.
So this excerpt is from the chapter on calling. And, excuse me, and it's titled, it's a prayer, and it's entitled, "For Those Who Are Looking for a Sign." Let me tell you something. I think I mentioned this. In episode 88. I think it was 88. It was the anniversary episode, the 4-year anniversary episode. And I talked about my spring break trip. And I believe I talked about going out on the balcony of my hotel facing the water and saying a prayer. And in 2 hours, God said, "Okay, sis, you want me to send you a sign? No problem. I got one for you." And He rocked my socks. So I want to share that prayer with you because I want you to hear it, because I feel like it's a powerful prayer if you are intentional about how you use it. And, you know, I'm not a gatekeeper. I am a gatekeeper about perfume and fragrance, though, but I'm not a gatekeeper about healing at all. So, I want people to heal, and I definitely want Black people to get to healing as best they can. So I want to share this prayer with you. I will say it is very powerful if you use it intentionally. Trust me, it's extremely powerful, okay? So let us pray. God who shows, I need a sign. However sincere my discernment, it seems like clarity continues to evade me. God, how will I know? In the absence of firm assurance, this lack of confidence pulls me here and there like a leash. I feel like I read this already, but I'm going to flow with it because this is what God said I was supposed to do. I feel like I read it on that episode. Did I? Anyway. Excuse me, let us start over. God who shows, I need a sign. However sincere my discernment, it seems like clarity continues to evade me. God, how will I know? In the absence of firm assurance, this lack of confidence pulls me here and there like a leash. Remind me that many things can be good at once, but if there is an answer that is most right for me in this season, reveal it to me. Help me to have compassion for myself as I name my uncertainty. Show me what it means to be a person of both conviction and openness, that I might gain the courage to act and decide, even when it feels like a risk. May I find divine affirmation on the path to self-trust. Amen and ashe. And so, it is so. The first thing that I would like to say is thank you to God, because God is supreme, and I recognize and appreciate the grace that God extends me every day of this Black ass life that I live all the time, every day, 365 days a year, 24/7. I want to say thank you to my people. I want to say thank you to each and every one of you that have been rocking with me since day one. That's March the 1st of 2020. I appreciate you. I thank you, and I'm grateful. You being here, even if you just started listening today, I'm grateful for that as well. Either way you cut it up, I am grateful and appreciative of your presence with me. Your time and your energy, I appreciate it. And your ear. I'm thankful for my family, my friends and kin, who are you guys, because I feel like if you listen to this show, and especially if you listen regularly, if we ain't friends, we can. And that's just how it goes. All of my supporters, and of course, most importantly, every single one of you guys out there listening, as I said, I love y'all so much, and it is nothing short of an honor to share my time and energy with you, especially if you keep coming back to spend time with me. I look forward to the next time that we get to do this with one another, which will be next Tuesday. Now, before you exit out of whatever streaming service you're using to listen to this, stop what you're doing, and if you haven't already done so, look for the subscribe or follow button. Click on that if it's an option on the streaming service where you're listening. Next, I want you to go over to Instagram and Threads. You can find Threads through Instagram, and then follow me at handmemypurse_podcast. Also, follow me on Twitter or X at HMMP_podcast, and on Facebook, just search Hand Me My Purse Podcast. If you listen on a streaming service or medium that allows you to do so, please rate and review the show or give it a thumbs up if you can. It takes 2 to 3 minutes, so, you know, it's not a lot of time it takes. Friends, and can be sure to share Hand Me My Purse with your friends, your loved ones, and even your enemies, because the best way for people to find out about this show is by you guys telling them all about it. So tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. Please, I am asking you to submit your questions for the Straight Facts segment by clicking on the link in the show notes that says submit a question for Straight Facts, or click the link in my Instagram profile and look for the button that directs you to submit a question. Who knows? Your question may be featured on an upcoming show. Also, I want you to remember that the show notes are always available in the episode description wherever you are listening to the show. Be sure to take a look at the show notes, because that's where you will find all of the links that I mentioned during the show and any other information that I just may want you guys to check out that I think would be helpful or supportive and want to share with you. Also, just so you know, the music for Hand Me My Purse is provided by none other than West Baltimore's own Gloomy Tunes. And last but not least, I want to give a big old shout out to my producers. With them, we make up Randall Banjo and the Dirty Throats. And just one more thing, for the one time, I look forward to you guys looking forward to listening to me, Mimi Walker, and Hand Me My Purse, the podcast, each and every Tuesday. And I'm out this bitch. Peace. Hand Me My Purse is a production of iHeart Podcasts. For more shows from iHeart Podcasts, visit the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
This is Amy Brown from 4 Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.